when St. Mark tells a story, he usually tells it in a very long, as we have today in this text. He doesn't tell as many stories, but the ones he tells, incidents in our Lord's life, he tells at length. In the first reading, we see now how David understands what's going on. His own son Absalom is revolting against him. And Abishai, from the clan of same clan as Saul, is going along, throwing rocks and telling him, well, you're getting what you deserve. And the guys with David are saying, let me go and kill that guy. And David says, don't touch him. You see, if my own son, who came from my loins, is seeking my life, how much more might this Benjamite do so? So he knows that this is part of the punishment for committing adultery with Bathsheba and having her husband killed. In other words, when you set evil loose, it's loose. That's one of the reasons why going out to the clinic, you see, when you look at the moral, the low moral level of this country, it directly stems from abortion. Abortion is the murder of infants, and Satan has won the day, even got this poor country to make it legal. And then the rebound from that is what we see. I mean, whether you look at the Senate and the House, whether you look wherever you look, look at the television, look at the... We have set loose evil. And by turning back abortion, we are lifting a great weight of evil from this country. Now, the battle has just begun. You know, there's so much more to do to turn people around. But there was now, I think it was in the House that this bill was passed, saying you about living infants in the womb. Did you read about that? And it may not get through the Senate, but it's a step. And as you know, during the March for Life, people were going around asking, and there was a national survey, and for the first time in years, more people are pro-life than pro-abortion. So you see, the effort is worth it. And the women who have had abortions and then turn around and plead, they are a powerful voice. Well, come on up and I'll bless your throats if you want that.